Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of the GM Show, and I'm here to talk about two things that you must do before the year runs out. Like, guys, these things are a must. You must do them before 2019 ends, or whatever year you're listening to this, just before the year runs out, you must do these two things. Before we get right into that, I'll be taking a quote on planning, as this is what we'll be talking about today, and the quote is by Alan Lakin. It says, planning is bringing the future to the present so that you can do something about it now. That was really, really profound for me and intense, so I felt I should share it here. It is no news that the year is running to an end. You should have seen a lot of things on social media on 20 days to 2020, 5 days to, I mean, all those things. I think I saw one in October that really was putting me under a lot of pressure. I think I had to unfollow that person. Like my people would say, don't come and tension me. It's my data and all of that. But then there were a lot of things I wanted to do and I had not gotten them done. So that was a lot of unnecessary pressure that I was not ready to. Don't judge me. I just mute that person for a while. Don't want tension and all of that, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah, I'm here to talk about two things you must do before the year runs out. Now, let me talk about two things you must do before the year runs out. One, evaluate the year. At the beginning of the year, I always try to write down my goals, like things I want to achieve. Like sometimes I even put down things that are somewhat impossible, because I believe that there's so much power in writing things down. So much can happen when you just put those things down. I feel it makes your vision clearer, it makes it more tangible. And then I'm a person of faith, and my Bible says that write down the vision and make it plain. So there's a lot with writing those things down. So I write down my goals for each year, and so far I think I have seen things I never thought were possible actually come true, just by putting it down and then making actionable plans towards achieving them. What are you supposed to do when you are evaluating your year? Should ask questions like, what did I do this year? What did I not do? And why did I not do them? To also think about, what can I do better? Maybe the things you've done, there are better ways of doing them, so you can, okay, what can I do better? And then there's another vital question you need to ask. Are there things that you might need to carry over to the new year? Like maybe some goals you wrote down that you did not achieve, but they are somewhat important that you can carry over to the next year. So you need to ask yourself, are there things that I need to carry over to the next year? If they are, then why not? This leads to the next point I'll be talking about. Planning for the new year. So after evaluating the year that is running out, you have to plan for the new year. This is where the things you're carrying over comes in. So I, at the beginning of the year, I tend to ask myself, what do I want to achieve this year? I think I've mentioned this before. And I break down these goals into sub-headings. Like I have business, school, life, family, spiritual goals, health, and stuff like that. So I write those things down under this sub-heading. I'm like, okay, in my finance, this is where I want to be. In my work with God, this is where I want to be and all that. So I write those things down, and then he helps me put a lot of things into perspective. He helps me like not just walk aimlessly throughout the whole year. When I'm doing my evaluation, this, I pick this up, I use this to evaluate my year also, and then I use it to it's like a vision I'm running through for the year. So I use it to walk through the year because I have a perspective and I'm not just walking aimlessly, because I have written all of this down and I am actually working towards them. These are the top two things I feel you must do as this year runs out. You must evaluate your year. Even if you're not like me, maybe you've not written down things you want to achieve, that's fine, but then you must actually sit down and then ask yourself, what have I done? And then actually write these things down. You need to know if you're making progress. After evaluating your year, then you need to start planning for the new year. I feel that when you write down these goals, don't let it be maybe on a flimsy sheet of paper that you're going to misplace and then you never see again. As time goes on, you should keep referring to your goals that you've written down. That's why I said I write mine in a journal, because that journal is always with me and I always want to see things I have done. Mind you, there are things that you, when you're evaluating your year, there are things that you might not have written down that you actually did and are very important, and there are things that you've wrote down that you did not get to do. So I'm not saying that during your year is just the things that you write down. I feel that there's a place for other things to actually happen. Do not use this as an opportunity to shortchange yourself. It just gives you a template to work with. As the year runs out, you must evaluate your year and then you must plan for the new year. Do not just be someone who is letting things happen to them by chance. Always be at the forefront of things. Now that we're done with topic for today, we'll be ending with the Did You Know segment. Did you know that the past tense of the English word there is durst? Like dare, to dare someone to do something. Past tense is durst. D-U-R-S. Well, now you know. Till next time, keep living.